This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. And, you know, we're talking about Mother's Day this weekend. So I thought, who would I have on? Well, the greatest thing I could do is have my sweet mama on from Louisville, Kentucky. It is my mom, Nina Thompson. Hey, Mama, how are you today?
Oh, good. Better now that I hear your voice. That makes everything better.
Thank you so much. I know I don't get to do this very often. You and I talk.
Well,
we connect every day.
Maybe two or three times a day.
We do, and I love it. I just want to ask you a few questions, being a mom my mom. First, to know, okay, what was it like being my mom as a child, me growing up? I know I wasn't perfect, but what was that like?
Oh, well, we didn't have very much.
True.
We had lots of love, and I just remember greatly that you were just an easy child to raise. You were.
Oh.
It only took a word. It didn't take a spanking. It didn't take anything.
Yes.
You were just a clean little sweet girl.
Oh.
And you were feisty and full of energy and love and outgoing,
so
I think,
fun.
From very first.
Well, I never wanted to hurt my mom. I loved you so much.
No.
We had such a sweet relationship that I just didn't want to ever hurt you. So that helped me. And of course, then you taught me Jesus, and I didn't want to offend Jesus. But between my mom and Jesus, that's kept me on track for sure.
Well, that's pretty good.
Well, when I was growing up, it was a whole different world. You parented in a different kind of life. And I know things weren't easy for us back then. And you had me, and then I have an older brother, Steve, that is so sweet, and we love him. Tell me what it felt like living through that season.
Mm-hmm. It was hard, but I think the only thing that ever really mattered to me were you two. You seemed to be my whole life, and you really were. So that's what I invested in. I didn't even go to work till you were both in junior high, because I just wanted to be a mom more than anything. Mm. So it was hard, but there was lots of love around. There was plenty of love, and that helps everything. It's kind of like the oil in a machine, I guess. Kind of smooths everything over.
It does. But then there was that year when I was 8 that I got hit by a truck.
Oh.
Can't imagine what that was like for you.
I just remember losing it completely and running down the street crying loudly because I thought maybe you had slipped away. But somebody grabbed me and took me back and said, no, she's breathing. She's alive. So then we got all that taken care of. And it was a miraculous recovery with only a few broken things. And what could have taken your life, it didn't. And I know now why the devil fought so hard to take you away. The Lord had a special plan for you.
Yes.
And how thankful I am, how grateful every day of my life I am.
Wow.
So that was sweet. Hard and sweet.
Hard and sweet, yeah. Just to see God's plan for our lives, that he didn't want to take my life away yet. And got to grow up and tell people about Jesus, get in radio and be in ministry.
Sure.
What do you say to young moms or moms that have kids right now that are going through really difficult times? How would you encourage them?
Oh, gosh. A mom said to me not too long ago, her daughter was not doing the way she thought she'd raised her or anything. And she said, do you think maybe I should just cut her off? I said, no, the opposite. Mm. You should love her to pieces. You should love her more and more and do everything you can for her. Just love her back to Jesus. The answer isn't shutting people out or punishing them, although children have to be punished at times.
Yes.
But the answer when they get into big problems is to try to love them. Let them come to you, not run away from you.
Good.
That might help somebody going through a hard time right now.
I think it will. That's beautiful. Boy, we could talk for 2 hours, I know, easy about these kinds of things. And let me say to you, because you are my mom, I would not be who I am, where I am, if it weren't for you. And I can't thank you enough for the prayers, the support, the friendship, the love, the unconditional love that you've always shown me. I can't thank you enough for that and wish you a happy Mother's Day. And I'm coming. I'll see you in a little
while. Thank you. I know. We'll see each other before too many hours. Won't that be wonderful? I had no special talents and no special education. I only loved you with all my heart. That was above everything else. I couldn't give you a lot. You had my heart from day one.
It meant everything to me. And again, I thank God for allowing me to have you as a mom, because then that taught me how to be a mom, and I'm hoping to do and be half the mom you are because of you. You encouraged me to adopt because it didn't happen the biological way. And so she's my dream. She's my everything. And I know for you also, we've been able to share this baby girl who's now 25 and she's with you right now. now before I get to be with you.
She's right here in the house with me today. So we're having a wonderful Mother's Day. Yeah, she's a delight beyond words.
I'm definitely so blessed to be the mom to my girl, Lachey Montana. All right, love you, Mama. See you soon.
Love you, sweetheart. Thank you, honey. Talk to you soon.
We wish you a happy Mother's Day also, and I hope that you'll share some stories with a mom in your life. Don't give up, Mom. Might be hard on some days, but God will see you through it.